Welcome to a session of diaphragmatic breathing. I'd like to invite you now to get comfortable. If you like, you can either sit back in a chair or if you want, lie down and loosen any clothing that is very restrictive, like a necktie or shirt button. And kick off your shoes. You can always relax more when your feet are free to move around and not confined by shoes. For the next several moments, we're going to take some time to focus on our breathing. This technique is known as diaphragmatic breathing. Some people call it belly breathing, and still some other people call it abdominal breathing. It goes by many names, but they all seem to focus on the idea this is the most relaxing way to breathe. So to begin with, get real comfortable, and I'd like to invite you now to close your eyes. However, everything we do is optional, so if you want to keep your eyes open, that's fine too. But there's a lot less sensory stimulation that occurs when your eyes are closed, and it gives your mind a chance to relax. And so now, for the next several moments, we're going to invite you to put all of your attention, all of your concentration on your breathing. And to do that, feel the air come into your nose or mouth, down into your lungs, and allow your stomach to extend out nice and slowly and gently as you take air in, and then come back as you exhale air out through your mouth. Every breath is going to be like this. We're going to invite you to take air in through your nose or mouth, and then breathe out through your mouth. So again, take a nice, slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep, as slow and as deep as you can. And if your mind happens to wander, just recognize that that's what minds do, and it's okay. Just return your thoughts back to your breathing. And again, we're going to invite you now to take a nice, slow, deep breath, comfortably slow, and comfortably deep, as slow and as deep as you can. And again, feel the air come into your nose or mouth, down into your lungs, but allow your stomach area to extend out ever so slightly and gently, and then come back as you exhale out through your mouth. Now, for some of you, this may feel kind of awkward to have your stomach area extend when you breathe. And the reason why is that in the American culture, we tend to be thoracic breathers, which means we tend to breathe with our upper chest. And this is a learned behavior. If you ever watch kids, this is not how they breathe. Little kids, babies are diaphragmatic breathers from day one. But at some point, when we go from childhood to adulthood, we realize body image is very important, and our culture tends to reward this. And so it looks good to have a small stomach and a big chest, whether you're a man or a woman. And so unconsciously, we make the shift to breathe with our upper chest, what is known as thoracic breathing, as opposed to with our diaphragmatic area or abdominal area. Now, here is the problem with this. When you begin to put pressure on your upper chest, you put pressure on the solar plexus nerve bundle that's underneath the sternum, and in doing so, you begin to cause an increase in heart rate, an increase in blood pressure, an increase in muscle tension, and all the things that we want to decrease. So that's why the focus is to take air in through your nose or mouth, down into your lungs, but allow your stomach area to extend out nice and gently, and then come back as you exhale out through your mouth. And this, by the way, is how you breathe when you're asleep, because when you're asleep, you don't care how you look. So again, we're going to put all of our attention, all of our concentration on our breathing. And again, if your mind happens to wander, just recognize that's okay. That's what minds do. But return your thoughts back to your breathing. By placing all of your attention on your breathing, then we become very mindful of our breathing. And lucky for us that we don't have to think to do this. It happens all by itself. But in a very stress-paced world that we live in, we tend to become what is known as thoracic breathers as well. We tend to have short, shallow breaths. And this is anything but relaxing. So once again, take a nice, slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep. Slow and as deep as you can. And then follow that with one more, even slower and even deeper breath. You know, I'm reminded by the quote from the singer-songwriter Sting from the group The Police, who said that the problem with Americans is they don't know how to breathe properly. And he's very much aware of the importance of breathing and breathing when you sing. And the best singers will tell you that they sing from their diaphragm. And so one of the things we can do to right this wrong is to pay more attention to how we breathe. Now, on the next five breaths, as you exhale, I'd like you to become aware of just how relaxed your body is as you do exhale. The exhalation phase of each breath is thought to be the most relaxing part of the breath cycle. And the reason why is it requires no work, no effort. It just happens all by itself. And again, take a nice, slow, deep breath, followed by four more, and just feel how relaxed your body is as you exhale. And once again, take a nice, slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep. And again, we're going to put all of our attention, all of our concentration on our breathing. That's all we need to do right now. Just be in the present moment with our breathing. And again, I'm going to remind you that most people just don't do this. And lucky for us, like I said, that it happens all by itself. You don't have to think to breathe. But when we can actually put our attention on our breathing, we can become more relaxed. Now, I'd like you to notice that the next couple of breaths that you take, there are actually four distinct phases of each breath cycle. The first phase is the inhalation phase, or the in-breath, as some people call it. The second phase is a very, very slight pause before you exhale the air out. So slight, you may not even notice there is a pause. The third phase is the exhalation phase, or also known as the out-breath. And the fourth phase is, again, a very slight pause before you take air back in again. Now, without holding your breath at any one point, just recognizing these four distinct phases of each breath cycle, for the next five breaths, I'd like you to be aware of each of these phases. The inhalation, the slight pause, the exhalation, a slight pause. Go ahead and try that now. And now, once again, take a very, very slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep. And again, feel how relaxed your body is as you exhale. Try and make each breath like this, comfortably slow and comfortably deep. Over the past several years, much research has been done on the effects of breathing on our physiology. And we know for sure that slow, deep breathing tends to trigger the vagus nerve to allow ourselves to become more relaxed through what is known as the parasympathetic nervous system. And so if you feel that you are stressed in the course of a day, just think to yourself, take a nice, slow, deep breath, also known as a sigh. And what this does is it just shifts the focus of control from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic nervous system. And these same people who do this research invite us to have a longer exhale than an inhale, and that also begins to trigger the vagus nerve to do its work. So think to yourself right now, take a nice slow deep breath. As you exhale out, just really take your time letting the air come out through your mouth, nice and slow. Again, put all your attention, all your concentration on your breathing. Again, feel the air come into your nose or mouth, down into your lungs, but allow your stomach area to extend out nice and slowly and comfortably, and then come back as you exhale out through your mouth. Let's take one more slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep. And again, feel how relaxed your body is as you exhale. Now, sometimes when we combine what is known as positive affirmations with breathing, we can become more relaxed. And that's what I'd like to try right now. So I'd like to have you think of this phrase for the next 5 breaths as you exhale. And the phrase is quite simple. It goes like this. My body is calm and relaxed. My body is calm and relaxed. I'd like to ask you now to say that phrase to yourself as you exhale for the next 5 breaths. Feel how relaxed your body is. And with each next breath that you take, feel that sense of relaxation all throughout your chest and shoulders, through your face, even where your head is resting, on your neck and shoulders, or perhaps on a pillow. And again, we invite you to take a nice, slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep. Slow and as deep as you can. And then follow that with one more, even slower, and even deeper breath. And again, to remind you, put all of your attention, all of your concentration on your breathing. If your mind happens to wander, and most likely it already has several times doing this, that's okay. That's what minds do. But just bring your attention back to your breathing by feeling the air come into your nose or mouth, down into your lungs. And again, allow your stomach area to extend out nice and slowly. And then come back as you breathe out through your mouth. If you should happen to have problems sleeping or falling asleep at night, try this breathing technique, diaphragmatic breathing. Like I mentioned earlier, this is how you breathe when you're asleep. And sometimes to get prepared for that, we can begin to ease the body into a deeper sense of relaxation by just doing some diaphragmatic breathing. So again, take a nice, slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep. Now, in a normal resting state, a person tends to breathe about 12 to 14 times per minute, 12 to 14 breath cycles per minute. But when people get very, very stressed, this number increases. Sometimes it can double. And the reason being that when they breathe with their upper chest, the breaths are short and shallow. But there are some people who, when they get stressed, have very few breaths per minute, and the reason for that is because they tend to hold their breath. They're also known as breath holders, and we tend to call this anxiety breathing. They tend to breathe in and then hold their breath, totally unaware they're doing this, and then exhale in a burst. Or they hold their breath after they've exhaled, and they may take like 3 or 4 breaths per minute, not even aware they're doing this. So it's very important to be aware of your breath. In the course of a day, every now and then, just check and see how your breathing is. And again, remind yourself every now and then to take a nice, slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep. Now, there are people who have remarkable control over their own physiology. And the longest time we thought this wasn't possible, but now we know it's true that you can actually control your breathing and your heart rate for that matter too. And there are people who actually take very, very slow, deep breaths. And they can breathe comfortably 3 or 4 times per minute. Of course, the extreme of these people who do pearl diving out in the Pacific, you've probably seen videos of this, where they can breathe, hold their breath for a long time. We're not going to ask you to do that or even hold your breath here at all, but just be aware that if you take a nice slow inhalation for 10 seconds or more and then exhale for 20 seconds, that's 30 seconds right there. That's half a minute. By being very conscious of your breathing, you can do this. We're not going to count the number of breaths that we take per minute, but sometime in the course of a day, you might want to just consider doing that and seeing how many times you breathe per minute, and see if you're in that average ballpark, or if you tend to be higher, or if you're lower because you're holding your breath in that anxiety breathing phenomenon. You know, people have actually measured how many times the waves hit the surf in a calm day. And perhaps by no coincidence, it's about 12 to 14 times per minute. The same number of times that we breathe per minute. And so it's not a stretch to suggest that we actually breathe in rhythm with the natural rhythms of the planet. There's a whole concept called circadian rhythms about how our body clocks operate and how they function. And it's often said that we're out of touch with the natural rhythms, and as a result of that, our body rhythms are out of whack as well. And this can affect everything from our sleep to our eating patterns to our most simple physiological functions. And so breathing is a way to begin to bring that back into a normal process of health and vitality. Once again, take a nice, slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep, as slow and as deep as you can. And then follow this with one more, even slower and even deeper breath. Well, you may have heard of the term mindfulness. It seems to be quite popular these days. And to be mindful means to live in the present moment, be focused on one specific thing. And what we've been doing right now is mindful breathing by placing our attention on our breathing. We are very mindful of it, and we're in the present moment with our breath. And this is a good thing. Well, we now know through the field of psychology that when you can combine an image with a behavior, it tends to reinforce that behavior for a deeper sense of learning and health and vitality as well. And so the unconscious mind doesn't speak in words, it speaks in symbols and colors and what are often described as archetypes. I'd like to invite you now to think of an image of relaxation. Think of a symbol of relaxation. I'll give you some examples, some that people have shared with me. One person told me that their image of relaxation is to see a rainbow in the afternoon sky. Yet another person told me that their image of relaxation is just to look at a body of water like a lake or a big pond and see that it reflects all that it's around it. Yet another person told me their image of relaxation is to see the dewdrops on the rose petals in the morning. And yet a fourth person told me their image of relaxation is to look at a hummingbird perched on a tree branch. Take a moment now to think of an image that's really personal to you. What's an image of relaxation that conveys a deep sense of calm and quiet to you? For the next five breaths as you exhale, again, I'd like to have you think of that phrase, my body is calm and relaxed. And see that image in your mind's eye as you take the next five breaths. Now we're going to invite you to take one final slow, deep breath. Again, comfortably slow and comfortably deep. And take a moment now to feel how relaxed your body is. And when you feel relaxed, you don't feel tired or sleepy. You feel re-energized. You feel rejuvenated. In the course of a busy and stressful day, we can deplete our personal energy to a point where we feel drained and burnt out. Taking time, even as little as 5 minutes a day, to create a healthy boundary and sit still or lie still and just focus on our breathing is a great way to recharge your personal energy. In this time that we've spent here now, I want you to think to yourself that you do feel recharged, rejuvenated, and ready to continue on with whatever you're doing for the rest of the day.